Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎又回到酒馆。在今天的节目之前，先来一个酒馆的小通知。感谢大家的热情支持，酒馆第四期进阶口语课程马上就要满员了，预期开课时间就定在5月21日，还有最后几个席位。想要报名，赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg1， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母最后一个数字一。luluxjg1， 非常期待与我们新一期的酒馆主动学习者开启一段有趣有料的学习历程。我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advance. Hello, Lulu.
Hello, James.
And today we're going to continue our talk about Native Americans. And we're going to continue our talk about the history.We're going to be talking about the more darker side of this history.
Yeah. So let's start with the early settlers and the whole Thanksgiving.
Right. The Thanksgiving part of the actual meal was pretty happy event. They helped out. But afterwards, yes, people started dying once more and more people showed up because Native Americans didn't have protection from European diseases.
Like, was it smallpox?
Smallpox was a big one. Ended up killing millions of Native Americans from disease alone.
Okay. If I remember correctly, Thanksgiving, that was the settlers trying to thank the Native Americans for helping them through the harsh winter with their harvest and everything.
Yeah, it was a harvest festival. I mean, they're just being thankful of having a successful harvest.
Mm.
And then that later became a holiday, which we can go into more detail in an episode in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond this, is there were always clashes between the Native population and the Europeans and the English coming over.The English keep wanting to push further and further west, and they did bump heads with the tribes, and people were killed and massacres did occur.
Back in that part of history, the pilgrims, they did not come intentionally trying to invade. They were running away, essentially, from Europe.
Well, the original settlers, the pilgrims, yes, they came to the Americas to set up their own...rolled away from the oppression of England. But later English settlers, they did go with the purpose of setting up colonies, setting up English colonies for the crown. They were English.
Yeah, to try to push the native people aside or even get rid of them.
Well, that was a lot more complicated because some tribes were okay with it, some were not. Some ended up being friendly and traded, others fought back.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching some movies or TV shows. I think for kids in America, there was like an old game called Cowboys and Indians.
Which this is part of the romanticized version from Hollywood where the Native Americans were always portrayed as the bad, evil people and the cowboys were the good people and they always killed them. But history is not as black and white as that. In a lot of cases, it were the cowboys that weren't so friendly and the natives were just trying to make their way in life and protect their livelihood and culture, yeah.
What happened to the surviving Native Americans?
Well, throughout the time up to the 1900s, the European settlers eventually moved all the way west, and the government had wars with different tribes and eventually got to a point where they forced relocated a lot of people in to live on reservations.
Reservations, these are like small patches of land reserved for Native Americans.
Yeah, so the government set out these areas of land that were just for the tribes, but the government didn't necessarily give them the best land.
They were forced to relocate to these. Were they like barren lands more?
They weren't exactly barren, but in a lot of some cases, they were actually very far away from their cultural native lands. And if they were a nomadic tribe, they were forced to adopt a non-nomadic lifestyle.
Oh, so they have to change their entire culture and lifestyle.
Yeah. And one of these famous events is what we call the Trail of Tears, where these tribe was forced to relocate pretty far away from their native lands to live on a reservation. It's a very dark time in history.
How do people feel about it now? I mean, how do, let's say...European descent, like white Americans feel, because there is a concept called white guilt, right?
Well, yeah. A lot of Americans admit that this was wrong. What the people did at that time was wrong. But for the most part, most Americans probably don't even think about it nowadays. They think it's like, oh, that was long ago.
All in the history.
All in the history, yeah. Whereas in reality, tribes today still face lots of troubles.
Now, most of these Native American tribes, they live on reservations.
Yes, all, well, the Native Americans don't have to live on reservations. But yeah, tribes are all on reservations now.
You said they don't have to, so they can just live anywhere they want. But does that mean that they have to, if they live among the mainstream, let's say, does that mean that they have to abandon their culture pretty much?
No, you don't have to abandon your culture. Nowadays, I mean, America is a country where they can practice their own religion if they wish. But if they leave their reservation, then they will be treated like every other American. And they'll have to pay their taxes and all that stuff. If you live on the reservation...
You don't have to pay taxes?
Reservations have unique laws about them. Because on the reservation, they are controlled by the tribe. The tribe makes the laws.
The tribes who are living on the reservation, they're exempt from federal laws?
They're exempt from some of them. Not all of them. I mean, they still can't just kill people, but...
But they're probably some minor...
Yes,
they're... Minor laws and regulations.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the life on the reservation isn't a good one because they tend to be fairly poor areas and underdeveloped because they don't get the funding or the support that they need to create a supportive community.
But all of these tribes, they're different tribes, right? What about the relationship between different tribes?
Well, nowadays, in modern America, the relationship between different tribes is, for the most part, just relationships with different people. In the past, some tribes were peaceful with each other and traded, some did not get along with each other and fought wars.
Oh, so there's no such thing like a camaraderie between tribes, like we're all Native Americans, not...
Well, nowadays, yes. It's like, now there is camaraderie between them. It's like, we're all Native Americans, we've all suffered, and there's that sense of camaraderie.
Mm. Now on that note, how many Native Americans still live in the United States today?
About 4.5 million.
And the total population is about?
300 million plus.
So it's a very small percentage.
Yes. It's not a large group at all.
I'm sure then that try to keep their cultures alive, especially if even this 4.5 million, they're different cultures. So wouldn't that mean that to keep their cultures alive is quite difficult?
Yeah, it is. Because 4.5 million, as you said, they're all different tribes. So some tribes do have more members than others, and they'd have a better job at keeping things, keeping the history and museums and stuff like that in their culture. But some tribes are dying out and losing their culture.
Do they get federal funding or state funding to sort of keep their roots, their cultures alive?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure if they get any. There are definitely universities and educational or academic facilities that do try to do this or have programs about maintaining this native heritage.
Mm. And when it comes to things like applying for universities, applying for a place in universities, does affirmative action apply here? Do they get preferential treatment because of their Native American heritage?
Yes, they do. They get they are beneficiaries of affirmative action laws. They do get benefit for applying for universities because they're of tribe.
That's why sometimes you watch TV shows or movies. You see some kids, they try to get into good university. They would claim that they are 1/8 of, for example, of a Cherokee,
right,
of a Native American tribe.
Right. They do say that. And some Americans, actually a lot of Americans say that. There's actually a joke. What do you call 8 Americans?
8 Americans.
1 Native American.
So everyone has a bit of Native American
blood.
Well,
that's the joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
But there are some Americans that do. I don't imagine it's as high as people claim it is.
But there are bound to be some intermarriages.
There are. There absolutely are.
You said life on these reservations and all for these tribes are generally quite rough. They are generally not that developed.
Right.
Do they have any sort of financial success? For example, I heard about Indian casinos.
Yes, these are very much a real thing. Now, because these reservations do have different laws, many reservations can build casinos that bypass the gambling laws that a state has. So they're able to open up legal gambling in a place where everywhere else is illegal, so they can have a monopoly on it, and they can make lots of money.
I suppose that's very popular.
Yeah, so near my hometown, about a 45-minute drive, there is a big Indian, Native American casino, and it makes that tribe quite a lot of money because people will go there and lose and lose and lose.
Such as what you do in casinos.
Yep.
I guess with that, we end this episode, otherwise quite heavy episode, on a happier note. So hopefully these casinos can get them some of the funding that they need. Anyhow, hopefully these two episodes give you a general idea of what Native Americans' life is like and also the relevant history about it.
So thank you all for listening.
If you have any questions to ask, anything to share, feel free to leave your comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.